Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't get hit. Break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
That's good energy, everybody. Good job. When Lewis is gone, they go extra big.
This is crazy, dude, because now it's almost like, do we even need Lewis's warm-up of crowd surfing and breaking bottles on people's heads?
They did all of that.
They got really all good. Energetic without him.
They did all of that without one piece of broken glass.
I'm starting to think a lot of the stuff Lewis does is just unnecessary.
It's a lot of the garnish. A lot of garnish on the product.
A lot of kale.
Yeah, a lot of kale, a lot of parsley on it. It is the Legion of Skanks podcast. Everybody, welcome. We are coming to you from the Stand Comedy Club.
Woo!
We're down one skank, of course. Louis J. Gomez down in Austin, Texas, doing Kill Tony, which apparently a lot of people have switched over to. We found out last week. A lot of people at this moment have just already switched over. It doesn't matter anymore.
They switched over last week. They never switched back. They've been on Station Kill Tony for a week.
Absolutely. But you know that voice, everybody. Of course, Davey Smith is here.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, motherfuckers?
The Liberty Gang in the house.
Hey, what's up, Liberty Gang?
Hey, Liberty Gang. It's me, Dave Smith, your leader.
Killer Mike on Bill Maher on Friday, arrested the Grammys on fucking Sunday. Wild. We have three amazing guests hanging out with us.
I'm just going to say, if you don't want to get arrested, maybe your first name shouldn't be Killer.
It doesn't help. It definitely doesn't help when they ask you what your name is.
You can't help that. His mother name.
We're looking for a guy.
He goes, he's named after a long line of killers, okay? Killer the Fourth.
He goes, no, this happens to me a lot. I'm Killer Steve. Three amazing guests sitting in with us today. Of course, you know him and love him from Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Make some noise for the hilarious Zach and Miko, everybody.
Ooh, Zachy.
You guys put together for February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black History Month.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
A different fading shades of black.
I'm the ghost from the end of the Crossroads.
Oh, you guys didn't know this is Uncle Charles.
Oh, shit.
Remember you missed Uncle Charles? There's Uncle Charles. Surprise. He married into the family. Everybody, legendary hip-hop DJ, hilarious comedian. Make some noise for Cypher Sounds.
Thank you. And you know the name. You guys know the name my mom gave me, right? My real name is... Lewis. Yeah, I'm going to take that shit.
Hell yeah.
Mine.
I really thought it was going to be Killer Sounds.
Killer Sounds. My mom, Janet Sounds, named me Killer Sounds.
Mr. Sounds is my father. Please, call me Killer.
And finally, last
Mr.
but
Sounds
not least.
Mr. Sounds is my father. Have you seen him?
What?
Last but not least, everybody from the No Need for Apologies podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. Make some noise for the hilarious Dave Temple.
Hey! And I'm sipping tequila, which I feel like the ghost of Lewis will arrive sooner or later.
Yeah. It's got to be a little bit of darker liquid, though.
Nah.
He likes the browns.
This will make me knock shit
Swirl
over.
Your finger in it.
It is our first live show at Black History Month, so Zach appropriately wore the most on-record racist country music artist ever. David Allen Coe.
Oopsie-doodles.
He's got a couple of real dark ones if you go dig. You got to get off Spotify and go to YouTube. You want to find the real David Allen Coe songs.
Oh, shit.
They are dark.
Yeah.
That was a great Key and Peele fucking sketch where the country song just gets progressively more racist and more racist.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, dude, you're putting something there that's not there.
You put those two things together.
I can see that, though. I was listening to some country this morning. It's all about alcoholism, so racism is at the bottom of that bottle.
Yeah.
Ah, it's going to slip out. That was the booze talking, man.
By the end of the song.
Yeah. I have to ask you, Syph. I'm glad to have you here. Did you watch the Grammys by any chance?
Most of it. I watched the rap parts.
You feel there are no rap parts.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't. There's no rap parts. Jay-Z accepted an award.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
And Travis Scott sang into a synthesizer with fire around it.
All I saw was Tracy Chapman and what's his name? Do Fast Car. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
It was
That's
awesome.
All I saw.
Well, I was getting a little over. I said this. These country guys, especially the... they come out, they'd sing everything with like this like head gesture that's unnecessary. Yeah. It's the old...
That's how you know they work on a ranch.
It's the old white girl with the finger in the ear.
Yeah.
You know, to sing
their
song.
That's their version, yeah.
Yeah, now they do every like line, they go, you know, he's like, you got a fast car. They keep whipping their head past it like, because they're not really singing, they're just kind of talking it out.
Yeah.
It was pretty corny, but I mean...
I thought it was great.
Tracy Chapman looked fantastic.
I saw like a minute... clip of it on Twitter, and she sounds exactly the same, and fucking
she was fantastic.
Looked way too young for what I would think Tracy Chapman should look like today.
Oh yeah, probably. She was very young when she came out. Now Joni Mitchell, on the other hand,
Fast Car came out 30 years ago.
Joni Mitchell,
right?
You don't know?
Did you see Joni Mitchell looked like they fucking reanimated somebody that was already dead, and they're trying to prove she's not dangerous. But she had Josh Adam Meyer's voice now. Joni Mitchell.
And she did his act, which is weird.
Hey, you in the front row, what are you having for dinner?
Joni Mitchell? She doing crowd work on me?
No, she's fucking working on it out there right now.
Fucking grim.
No, I just felt old as shit, which I say every year of these things, is the feeling very old watching it, but it's eight people getting nominated for every award.
Yeah.
It was the same like five girls this time. Trevor Noah just read off a screen. He was getting in no trouble. He was basically saying they. At first, I kind of judged that and go like, "He's like Trevor sucks at this, but he's great at it because he makes no waves."
Yeah,
like, he's just trying to keep the job. You know what I mean?
But his chick was the first performer, right? Isn't that his girlfriend? Dua Lipa.
That's his girl.
It was. I thought at one point. Yeah.
Oh shit! I love Albanians.
Is she Albanian?
Yeah.
She's
one of those Albanians from Croatia.
She's hot, but it looks like she talks like...
No, Kosovo.
Trevor Noah, can you do this? They all have doof mouth. These chicks, they got like their top teeth showing. Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo and all of them. And then they all sing these songs like they're afraid of the microphone. Every hit song is like...
Yeah, that's the wave
something
now.
Something with Barbie. Yeah, that's what made me wonder. Why do you like Albanians?
Huh? I'm from the Bronx. There's a lot.
That's not a real answer.
Yeah. That's not a real
if you're from the Bronx, you know you grew up with Albanians. Lydig Avenue. They're wild. They're a violent culture.
Yeah.
Albanians are wild,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You fuck over one of their sisters, you might get like stabbed up for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. They're the hood of Europe. You know what I mean? Like,
they
do some fucked up shit. You seen Taken 2?
Yeah. That's Albanians.
That's Albanians.
Oh shit.
Hmm. Yeah.
What was Equalizer 3? Italians. That's what it was, not Albanians. I don't know if I ever met an Albanian before.
Bam Bam Baklava, what's his name?
Bam Bam Baklava?
No, well, he's got Fuck That's Delicious on Vice.
Action Bronson?
Bronson.
Yeah,
he's Albanian?
Yeah.
That's the hood Albanian he's talking about.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly the...
A guy who rates food trucks? I'm not afraid of that shit.
Oh, but he made it. Bronson made it out the hood. Those guys are
no more Albanian shit for me. It's just ranking sloppy joes.
What about Yugoslavians? They don't even exist anymore.
They don't?
No country.
Oh, nice.
So where the fuck are they?
I don't know, but give that land to Israel. Oh, if they're not using it anymore, just give it to Israel. Let's stop this nonsense.
Like, even I'm sure even the Jews just took a look at like people in Kosovo, and they were like, we'll deal with these Muslims. We'll figure it out.
I'm all right.
We're gonna power through this.
Yeah, these guys are trained for everything in the snow, lifting wheelbarrows of people. They train for every day like Rocky IV trained for that one fight.
Carrying logs, fighting Russians.
Yeah, all right. Just, I'm going to go to job at post office. Practice by running up mountain.
That's great. Rocky's training in Rocky IV was just living the life of a normal person Eastern Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like the show Survivor. Surviving in a country where people like...
He's like, do the locals have dumbbells and actual free weights? Or do they just have a gaggle of friends they can lift in a wheelbarrow? That's what I thought. I'll be lifting my friends in a wheelbarrow.
I guess it turns out everyone in this town is prepared to fight Drago tomorrow because we've all been doing this regimen.
Anyone could have beaten Drago with their daily routine of getting up.
Right, running in front of a car in the snow.
I'm going to light this big joint. Who's smoking here? Zach? You smoke, right? Cypher Sounds doesn't.
Yeah, sorry.
Never did.
Why'd you say name like that?
Cypher Sounds?
Because he's trying to shame me.
Well, yeah,
he's trying to shame me because I don't smoke weed.
Through your government out there. What the fuck is that?
Cypher Sounds? That's my father.
Can't smoke.
No, you don't smoke or drink at all, really.
Nah, nothing. I'm a fucking loser.
Tough time.
Tough tour
to go on the fully loaded this summer then.
That's not why. The drinking and smoking is fine. It's all you white boys love to get naked around each other all the time.
You can't put that on me.
Why?
You can't put that on me at all. You can't put that on me one bit.
What do you mean?
You can't put that on me.
Saw the nakedness.
Doesn't get naked in front of his mirror.
Yeah.
All right? Doesn't get naked in front of his girlfriend.
They love going on the side of mountains.
You never saw me peel down. When it started getting into everyone's getting naked, that's when I go back to my hotel.
Yeah.
And then I come back fully dressed.
Yeah, they love, like, I remember one time, who was it? I think Schultz told me, he's like, white boys love to play everything
gay
before penetration is fine.
Yeah.
Because this was in my early days of comedy. I did a gig with Schultz at one of the Connecticut casinos. Mm-hmm. I forget which one, Mohegan Sun or something. And him and his boy were there, and then I was there. And then Schultz comes behind the guy. The guy's at the urinal, and Schultz starts just pumping him behind urinal. I was like, the fuck you doing? He goes, what? I go, that's some gay shit. He goes, no, I didn't penetrate.
I never go.
Yeah.
I never go to the bathroom.
And he even admitted that when he did penetrate, it wasn't that funny anymore. He goes, I admit, that's when I crossed the line.
Yeah. I never go into a public bathroom with a friend where if I'm done peeing first, or whatever, that I don't go up and rub their shoulders behind them while they're peeing.
Oh, no, dude, you got to shake them real hard. Grab each shoulder. Earthquake.
I want you to make them have an accident on me.
You know what?
But I'll definitely go and start rubbing their shoulders and say, I've been waiting for this. Just a lot of uncomfortable shit that even when they know you're joking, you can't not laugh.
Yeah, no, Jay's made me, like, clinch a couple streams, which is hard to do in the middle. Like, he's got me.
Dave did not give the humorous reaction I thought he was going to give. One time he left the room I was in, and I said, oh, Dave, come back in here. And I pulled my pants down and went like face down, ass up on a bed and had my asshole like spread open. And Dave just gave it a simple, like,
I went, finally.
Yeah. No, Dave just had a real, like, he's like, oh, okay. Like, I was hoping for more than that.
That's a good reaction. He deserves a chant for that. Dave. Day.
Didn't speak to Jay for 6 months after that. It was an awkward time in our friendship.
Well, I always remember one of my favorite things ever was Joe DeRosa. Me, Joe DeRosa, and Kareem Green did a gig.
And by the way, on this topic, everyone, you already know where this story is going. You know, people who don't even know who you're talking about, when you heard me, Joe DeRosa, and Kareem Green, you were like, I know who's not going to be cool with the gay stuff. If I had to put my money on who's not cool with the gay stuff.
I would like the details of the story, but we know what happened.
Right.
Kareem put his dick in Joe's mouth.
There you go. No.
I don't think this story goes Kareem started a sandwich shop and Joe sucked the dick.
Nope. No, it was Joe comes out of the bathroom. We're all sharing a hotel room this time. So Joe comes out of the bathroom and just starts walking backwards towards us. He's got a shirt on, but no pants on at all, no underwear. And his butt He's spreading his butt cheeks open. Now I'm laughing because white shit. I'm laughing my ass off.
He was tripping out of Joe's ass.
But also, but I'm also feeling the energy of Kareem not loving this.
No, right, not
so
at all.
Much. Right. And then Joe's, which is making Joe laugh harder. Again, not seeing the imminent possible danger of this. With Kareem getting madder and madder. And then Joe tries, you see he's trying to push out a fart. He's like, I'm going to fart. And you see his butthole pucker. Oh. And then shits a fucking little nugget onto the floor.
Oh. What is happening?
That ended in, that, they didn't even know what to argue over about it. That they, the car ride home to New York was them arguing about, like they were just in a state of like wanted to fight about something. And it was Joe being that he's Egyptian, he should be able to say sand N-word. And Kareem telling him why he's not.
Is it weird that I really get Kareem's point about it not being cool to take a shit in front of him?
Sure.
But I really get DeRosa's point about being Egyptian. You know what I mean? Like, I think he had a real argument.
No, but he's not really Egyptian.
Oh, come on.
He's adopted.
Yeah, but that's his bloodline.
He wasn't. No, he's not adopted by the Egyptians.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't raised in the Egyptian culture.
All right, is there yes. one?
No, he never.
Nobody was since Pharaoh. Yeah.
He never took a canoe to the moon, but like, yeah, sure.
Wait, no.
But he still got it in his blood.
Here's the crazy thing. If his parents were white, they probably tried to raise him Egyptian.
they read books.
Right?
They're Philly Italians. They weren't talking about Egypt.
Trying to teach them about Egypt.
It
now,
is.
Joe, what do you know about the Sphinx? Right.
Just playing out of curly, pointy boots.
Playing Jenga every weekend.
I'll say, as far as, like, white, black, like, discourse, like black people not understanding white culture, white people not understanding black culture, the joking around gay thing, I do get where black people are coming from. On that one.
Sure.
It's a fair critique of white culture.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is the only one that I'm going to concede. Yeah. So just take this where you can get it. It's the only thing you guys get right.
You're admitting that it's fair.
It's reasonable. Yeah. It's reasonable to go, why?
Here's the
why,
other thing.
Why must you?
Here's the other thing that is white culture that I don't ever understand. The
self-deprecation. Taxes.
What? What did you say?
What's it all for? Where's it go?
What are you talking about? Your Uncle Sam when they're working with me.
Yeah.
It's the self-deprecation of your own dick. Like, white guys always, they down their dick. Like,
Jay, I can answer
Jay,
that for you really
quick. Jay, Zach, you want to step up to the plate?
I'll take
this.
I'll take this. Way better to undersell.
Yeah.
And then over
deliver.
Show.
Over, yeah.
Because
yeah,
when you take your dick out, it's the difference between oh and oh.
Right. I've already told them it's so bad that they go, that's not as bad as you're saying. I'm like, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They go, 4.5.
They go, I liked you so much, I was willing to look past it, and it's not that bad. Like, right? But remember what you would have thought before?
Nah, because like all black dudes.
So it's reverse psychology.
Because here's the thing, all black dudes don't have big dicks. We just sold it so well.
Yeah, you sell it well.
That's why I said, dude, the
Jay,
most,
you said the
I
best said, joke
the
about
most
this.
Painful thing in the world must be the little dick black guy.
But you know, but dude, your bit about this, it was so stupid but so funny. Do you remember your old bit that was you said it's the best stereotype because even if you're a black guy with a small dick, by the time she finds out, it's way too late.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late. You're miles from where anyone can hear you scream.
She goes, the way you used to say it, I loved it so much. You could scream all you want, bitch. We're in the woods. That's a great old Jay joke. Jay used to write jokes, everybody.
Yeah, he did.
But now I possibly have four full specials of crowd work coming out of 1 week. It was all fun.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show. This is for responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Sigh.
Holy shit.
Sigh.
Well, what's wrong, Delta 8 vampire?
I hate to say it. I never thought I'd say it. I miss Lewis.
No. You miss Lewis?
Yes. I know I give him the biz from time to time, but all in good fun, you know? I wonder if he's missing me.
Is it because he's your blackest friend?
It is.
All right.
He's
well,
the
listen,
blackest I'll allow.
You know what might
I'll just say a suggestion, what might make you feel better.
Yes.
Maybe eat a fucking Delta THC vape or a gummy or whatever.
Yes,
you know?
That does tend to help my boo-hoos.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, okay.
I know you're already pretty stoned, but this always helps a little
bit. Yeah. Yum, 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 yum,
yum. Those are the sounds.
Fuck that spick. Who needs him?
There we go.
Yes, I'm back. What a queer he is.
Well, hey, listen, if you
gang
guys are
around
out there
on Kill Tony, which most people have apparently switched over from this show to watch.
If it makes you feel any better, Jay, he's probably sitting way in the back.
Probably way behind a defunct wrestler and whoever else decides to pop in.
Well, if you guys want to get over your problems the way Yo Delta Vampire just got over his
it's
problems.
It's that easy. You can forget about Lewis in moments with this stuff.
Head over to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8 THC gummies and vapes. And here's a pretty great deal. If you use the promo code GAS, you get 25% off your entire order. That's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off your entire order. Yes. Fuck Lewis.
Yes, fuck him.
All right, let's get back into the show.
No, whatchamacallit, the black guy with the little dick, that's got to be a terrible. I mean, when you pull it out, you know you've just let down. Especially if you go home to a white girl.
If you're fucking a white chick, you know that's like, she's like, I'm risking everything for one specific reason.
For one reason.
And you're coming with this?
I was risking it all to get a big old black dongalong.
It's a pressure.
Now you got a regular.
You have to bring a dick that's it's got to be as big as the biggest white one she's ever seen.
A bank won't give me a loan.
And bigger than the rest. It's got to be in her top tier.
I feel the other way. I feel like some women there.
Well, that's why you have a Latino girl.
I feel like some women are relieved where they're like, you know, they were signing up for it and they were like, oh, this is going to destroy me. And then they're
she
like,
fucking,
oh,
she
no,
takes
you
her
signed up. Not if you signed
still
up for
get
it.
Married. You know
she's,
what I mean?
She's going takes for her boxing gloves and mouth guard out. She's like, oh, all right, we're just going to have a fun night. Okay. I thought we were going to go 12 rounds.
Yeah, but why are you guys all showing your dicks?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're going back on the gay thing again.
No, not even to each other. I'm even talking to girls. Like,
why show it to a girl?
I can't. It's like, it's uh-oh. Mine comes out in the dark.
Oh God!
Oh no! For sure.
I'm not if you're in a hotel, the lights on.
They're gonna feel it.
Fully
they're
undressed,
gonna grab it.
Show it.
They're gonna feel it. They're gonna grab it. They're gonna see they can get 100% of it in their mouth. They're gonna know.
Yeah, but that's
the lights
different.
Aren't that necessary.
That's different than just showing it.
I don't show it.
I never show it.
Eat your pussy for 7.5 hours until I'm hard to pull it out.
Correct. And no girl's
if your pussy's
ever
not
seen...
getting me hard, that's why I'm down there for so long.
No girl's ever seen my flaccid penis. I don't do flaccid penis.
I've lived with Christine for 10 years. I don't show her my flaccid penis.
Never.
No.
Never.
I come out of the shower in a towel, and I go, give me the room. And she curtsies out.
You're like Succession. You're like Succession. We need the room.
Give us the room. And she goes, yes. Backs out.
I put my boxes on immediately after. Girl's like, you leaving? I'm not leaving. I'm just covering up.
To go full circle on the thing, that's my issue with like those Burt style tours, too, which this year, that's why I got the hotel room every night, was because it's that. You have to be a Burt level comfortable to take backstage showers and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just can't. And I also don't like coming out of a shower already in most of my clothes with my skin all wet still. But you just like, there's very few choices.
Yeah, because on the Burt tour, they wouldn't get hotels. We were on tour buses and they would you would shower at the venue.
Okay.
Where the fucking, but we were at minor league baseball stadiums where the showers are disgusting.
They're disgusting.
The communal sports shower.
Yeah, just fucking.
Well, the communal was the worst. I'd rather do the stalls, but the stalls are always grotesque, too. So yeah. I did a hotel every city this last
hotel.
Time.
You guys
that's
never,
the move.
Y'all never did sports where you had to take showers
no.
or anything like that?
Oh, no.
I almost failed gym.
Because of that.
Yeah, only one year, senior year, was it a thing where you're supposed to change for gym.
Yeah.
And I avoided it for the longest time. And then when I had to put the outfit, I would just put the outfit on and exert nothing.
Jake, do you have basketball shorts under your jeans like Superman right now?
Not right now, but I did for a long time. And I'll
say
it again,
have the same life.
You never know when ball's going to break out.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Your thing. Cypher will be back. We'll be back shortly.
Momentarily.
And then I guess we'll start the game when he comes back.
Sure. Maybe. Sure. We have a bunch of fun stuff. Do you have to leave too, Dave? Oh, you're just moving over. Got you.
She goes, that kind of suck if all of you guys just left.
Yeah, because you know what?
I'm he doesn't want this side of the room to tip.
Yeah, I'm not feeling tip this over. Right now.
Tip over.
That's funny.
No, black guy, little dick, and if a white girl is the one to discover that, she's telling all of her what the word's going to spread on that.
Guys, it's not true. At least not always.
Yeah, I showed my dad a pic of it, and he was like, that's fine.
He goes, all right, get back in the house.
Okay.
He sat up out of his hospital bed.
You can move back in. Any other white stereotypes you're confused about? We do gay. And also, I think the gay shit has to do a lot with the white community started accepting and dealing with like gay shit a little ahead of the black community.
Really?
That's why I think...
A little? Listen, dude. That shit was... It blows my mind that there's like rappers who do gay shit and that's okay in the black community. That to me.
No. Everyone's trying to be okay with it. I said there's nothing funnier.
Let me change that. It blows my mind that the black community is trying to be okay with it.
They're trying to.
Because it was forever.
When Lil Nas X performed at one of these award shows and at the end of the performance, he just does a full blown, he's in panties.
Yeah.
And he does a full blown makeout. With a guy, and then it goes to commercial, and they do like that sweeping shot of the audience, and you just see like Method Man and Lil Wayne like biting their bottom lips to blood while clapping. Like, this is great. No, this should be represented. In
the back in the day, if you were a rapper who did gay shit, you did it once, and then Dr. Dre signed you.
I never thought he was particularly funny, but Steven Crowder. When DMX died, and he made that video of him just like bumping out DMX music, and it's that that song to the lyrics from the 90s. It was just DMX shouting, "I hate gays at you." Like, it's, dude, the fucking lyrics were like, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It's something like, he's like, "How you gonna be a man, fucking a man? I might look you in the eye, but I ain't shaking your hand." There's like 12
bars.
Cat in the
cell with the Kool-Aid on his lips.
Dude, there's 12 bars at least of just like fucking fuck gay shit.
Yeah, man.
That shit is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be a part of that.
Dude, it's like... Yeah,
that's why I think ultimately is why white guys can joke around gay. Because like with that little Dickie lyric in that song, White Dude, is so funny. He's like, as something, if I was gay, everything would be okay. It's like, well, it's okay to be a white dude. Like, your parents aren't probably going to get that mad at you.
Thank you, man.
Huh?
You can't get mad. Like, if you're doing fine, you can't get mad.
I remember.
Like, no, you can't get mad now.
Having a gay kid is like a luxury. Like, if you're black with a gay kid, you killed it.
Now.
Like, if you're
no,
kid,
no, you killed it.
If you're black with a gay
God
kid, you
it.
Killed it. Oh, that is a. No, I do. I think today you're absolutely right. Like, it's good. The pendulum swung already. It's just funny watching the generation that's going out, like, having to be like, all right, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. I mean, Method Man having the Method Man definitely has some pretty strong opinions, I bet, about Lil Nas X full-blown making out with a guy at the award show.
Yeah, it took 35 years for a black guy to be in a Jackass movie. That's the color barrier that was... Fuck Jackie Robinson. That fucking British black dude, the Jackass movie.
First guy to do gay shit with white dudes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But, yeah, if you have, like, do you have gay people in your family?
Probably.
You don't know?
I mean...
I don't hold on to it. I'm sure they're there.
I guess I've made out with my uncle a lot.
Yeah.
Sure.
But he told me that's not gay.
It was a period, there was a period we thought my daughter was gay. I was like, it took some getting used to, but then we didn't have to. You know what I mean?
You thought she was exhibiting signs?
Yeah, she just kind of came across that way for a while.
And to think she slept in the shed all those years.
Until she learned to love dick. I don't know why. It was funny. I remember my my ex-wife got so furious. Like early, it was almost like a joke, like a not joke joke. But when we found out we were having a daughter, I go, all right, well, hopefully, if we do everything right, she'll be a lesbian. And she got so, she was like, do you know how volatile lesbian relationships are and so much violence in them and blah, blah. I was like, I'm just saying I don't want her to get fucked by dudes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That, she's not even here yet.
That's also such a fucking pregnant chick reaction. Like anyone who's ever been with a pregnant woman, you know that it's like, you'd be something like that where it's like, hi, I just said this is kind of a funny thing to say. And they're like, oh, we're in a thing now. All right. Well, I thought
baby just sucked up all your sense of humor, huh? Okay.
Oh, totally.
She's not wrong, by the way. If you've ever been to a party with multiple lesbians, each picks a room to cry in.
Really?
Oh, dude, yeah. They say that's a joke. It's like the perfect lesbian third date is moving in.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's
just
too
imagine.
Intense.
Imagine. I mean, like, the stereotype, for good reason, with gay dudes is like, oh, they're just always fucking all the time because it's two dudes in a relationship.
Right.
But with women, you're like, imagine having the emotions of a woman.
Yeah.
And then having to date a woman.
Yeah.
Imagine yeah, after the third of week of trying to figure out what to order for dinner, they're like, I guess you live here.
It just never stops volleying back and forth.
Yeah, I'll name a restaurant. You make stinky faces. In 2 weeks, we'll figure it out.
Now, I have lesbians next door in our apartment. They fight a lot.
Yeah, I believe
it. It is a lot of fighting going on there.
I know, and if you hear them fucking, you can't tell it was doing good. I had this
Who's
weekend.
Who's winning?
This weekend, I had so weird. I know I've heard like walking past a room, like some fucking before, a handful of times in my life, in all the hotels I stay in. This weekend, I was in room 306. 304 was going to work.
Oh, nice.
I mean, going to work on this chick. The guy made no noise, by the way.
That's what I call it when Jay's getting laid.
This is going to work.
The 304 is going to work.
They were fucking so, it was really, it inspired a jerk. I had to go fucking knock.
Nice.
Yeah. They went that long and that hard. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
How long?
Like an hour.
Really?
But I'll tell you this.
An hour.
She never came.
Maybe she's quiet.
No, because she wasn't quiet.
Yeah, he was hearing her.
But maybe she's loud in the other parts and then gets real quiet around.
Have you considered she was coming the whole time? Oh, yeah, it's like when girls quiet sneeze.
That's my jerking off in the bathroom cum noise. I go. And then I wrap my hand in toilet paper and throw it away like a piece of garbage. We have a fun game to play on today's show. We're going to wait for Cypher to come back, though.
You want to do one of these topics we got here before that?
We keep talking about this TikTok flip challenge. That you brought up to
us, are you
going to
do this today?
I mean, I can do it for sure with the right person. But do we have a footage of what this is?
All right, do it with Zach.
Who brought this to the table? Was it me? No, it wasn't me.
I did. I thought it would be fun to see which combinations people can and cannot do this physical challenge.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
1,000% I could accomplish that with somebody.
Well, I mean, with somebody.
Yeah.
Not with everybody.
Not with everybody. Definitely with you, Dave.
Yeah.
There's no chance I'm going to trust you with my neck bending all weird like
no,
that.
No, stop it. But you know what I'm holding beside your dick? You're going to fly.
It's not that I don't want to.
I've never attempted a TikTok challenge. I'm an adult, so I don't think you're supposed to. But a lot of adults do.
Yeah.
Do get invited. Have you ever done one ever?
No.
You looked up.
I didn't even know
because I was thinking about the milk crate challenge when we started talking, but yeah. I didn't do that. I didn't do anything.
But you thought about.
Do you ever see challenge? Those videos where people were like breaking their legs in all types of awful ways, falling off of the milk crate challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a stupid challenge.
Yeah, I've seen an officer do it in uniform.
Yo, like, why would you?
Many
do that?
People died eating Tide Pods.
Oh shit, yeah. Dude! I just had a moment of fucking.
Remember the first one was
Jay,
a plank.
I just, I feel like I just reached across cultural lines, and I, for the first time ever, I get black people, because how they feel about white people doing gay shit is exactly how I feel about the egg cart challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, but why? Why do that? The risk is so much worse than the reward.
Right, right, right.
It's hard to explain, like but if you pull off the perfect showing your friend your dick, it is worth it. You know what I mean?
And how many of those videos did you see with the milk crate challenge? How many guys did you see make it all the way over?
I mean, Joe DeRosa, one time when I lived with him.
Fell right off the milk crate.
Guys, no, like guys, like white guys doing gay shit when they're home alone a lot together.
Oh, shit.
DeRosa pulled a nice, it's one of the ones that stays with me. I was pretty angry in the day, but the hindsight is hilarious. He was calling my name a bunch, and I kept answering him, but I was like looking at the computer or something. And he was just like kept saying behind me my name, and I'm like, yes, Joe. And his voice kept getting closer. And what he's trying to get me to turn around and do is look that he just has his wiener out. But he kept walking closer and closer to me. And at one point, put his wiener just right on my shoulder right here. And I didn't know. And he just goes, Jay. And I went, what? And I turned around, and his dick hole kissed my cheek. And fucking, and a pre-cum rope swung out with it.
Why was he so excited he had pre-cum?
He wasn't. I don't think he had it until he touched face. I think face pulled it out of him.
Yeah, no, we're going over our favorite Jay jokes. Did it? Was it like Lady and the Tramp when you
yes,
when the moon?
Yeah,
the moon.
Yes. Exactly.
How'd you guys get past that?
Well, I mean, there was challenges before TikTok. There was the cinnamon challenge.
How do you start the friendship over?
I try. Nah, we just.
And I figure that's what happens, right? Well, like there, that's like beating the game, right? Like you gotta start over.
Just beat Tetris.
If you're willing to play the gay games, and that's a casualty of the war, you gotta just fucking you have to Men in Black it, dude. You gotta just blank out that last 5 minutes and get back to living life as friends. We're gonna move past, dude. I forgot.
Yeah, what a weird analogy—a Will Smith movie to pretend you're not gay for the rest
of
your life.
Yeah, right.
Did you really do?
You clearly have not forgot it.
Dude, he must keep that memory eraser on him all day.
Yeah.
I love it. Just white guys doing gay jokes that went too far. It just—you sound like someone who's like, you know, like when people are like for a war, and you're like, oh, but there's like all these innocent people died, and they're like, well, look, war is hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. White friendship is a bit of hell.
This one time there were balls in your mouth, and you're like, look, you're playing for keeps.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
So
you keep putting your hand over the stove, eventually you're going to get burnt. You know what I mean?
You're going to make a gay omelet. There's going to be coming.
Make a lifelong friend.
Just saying.
In all fairness, all omelets kind of gay.
Have you gotten out, Dave, I'm surprised. You haven't gotten close friends enough with a white guy who's tried to bring it over. I mean, that must happen. You know, obviously, I said it's Joe DeRosa thinking somehow that Kareem Green.
Especially being a comedian. If you have a white friend, you have a comedian white friend. Mm-hmm. And they want to be funny. And the funniest thing white people know is putting their dicks on your shoulders.
Yeah. I've always gone home pretty early from white events.
For the best.
Yeah, once the sun starts going down, I head home. You
but
know
listen,
what I mean?
There's a faction of this in the black community because these are the it is funny. When you hear all the P. Diddy shit, I watched a long P. Diddy thing this weekend. When you hear the P. Diddy shit, it sounds like a fucking hip-hop history nightmare. But it really just sounds like a fucking Tuesday night my parents are gone party at a White House. Honest, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you guys want to play naked basketball? That'll be hilarious.
Right, right, right.
Wait, did P. Diddy make people play naked basketball?
I think that was his, right? P. Diddy?
Mm. Is that real?
Yeah, or Jamie Foxx. It might be Jamie Foxx. That might have been that accusation.
I've heard that.
Naked basketball.
Yeah. Which is weird how that gets out.
You're like, listen, man, I'm going to be honest with you, Jamie. My head's not going to be in the game.
Right.
It's why I tend not to believe
it. I'm just saying, if I'm on your team, I'm a liability if we're playing naked basketball.
I just don't know the money you could be paying security guys and, like, your handlers to not do what they're doing to P. Diddy particularly.
Right.
Like, how do you pay them to go, I guess, he goes, hey, listen, I'm giving you a fair wage. You're going to drive me around. I'm going to treat you like shit. And then you also don't ever tell anybody that I suck off a bunch of dudes when after midnight.
Right.
It's a completely different document, but also called an NDA.
Ah, shit. God damn it. That's so fun.
But I mean, that's got to be like, to introduce that, I wonder how they get these like weird. That's the thing. It's like unbelievable at all about the P. Diddy stuff. It's just like how you get.
I think the paperwork comes out before the offers.
Yeah,
I think you start with the paperwork.
So it's like okay.
Yeah, it's like if you're gonna fuck Justin Bieber, like you don't even get to talk to him before you sign shit.
But see, that's also proof that the Illuminati can't be real. You can't keep a secret. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
10 people can't. Keep a secret about naked basketball?
Yeah, they go, they heard about the naked basketball games. You got to take off a big hood. What's that? People heard about the naked basketball games?
Someone uttered.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just like, it seems fucking weird, but I mean, too much smoke to not be any kind of fire in the P. Diddy shit. He's definitely a weird fucking odd guy. I mean, that video, we watched that video with Kev and Hart and them like talking about with Usher.
We just watched that a week ago, and it's not great.
But what is it that once you get to that level, it's no longer about just regular getting laid? It's always the extreme shit.
I think it's got a lot to do with it, but I think it's also you're starting off in some weird place. Again, especially with black people, I think when you're young, not a lot of people around you are encouraging you to let your freak flag fly, you know what I mean, and do whatever you want to do. So they get in these worlds. If you're setting up anything like this, like with the thing Usher, where they were saying he's like wrestling in their underwear over the cornflakes or whatever. Usher was part of P. Diddy's summer, like, you know, hip hop camp or something it was called, where you just go live at his house with them, like young boys go live at his house with them to learn how to like background dance or whatever. I don't know what the fuck they're there for, but like it's a weird, like, why do you want to do that, P. Diddy?
Why do you want that?
You want that if you're into some weird shit.
Yeah, but I think it's like the same people that like walk dogs. They're like, oh, I just love the energy of puppies.
Yeah, fucking lonely people.
Weirdos.
But I'm saying, P. Diddy's like to involve that many people in that world, those kind of weird parties and shit is so... And then how many people like hardcore like rap guys, you know, when they get exposed to those kind of things, like their lyrics mean nothing anymore. Because to get famous, you can make that album, you had to, like, tickle P. Diddy's ball bag while he whacks off or something.
But isn't it kind of like they say that every president does weird shit for Skull and Bones? That way, if you go against them,
you have to do this weird thing first.
So it might be a power thing. Like, I need a video of you sucking a dick. That way, if you betray me, I got this in the fucking holster.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, the game.
Well, it's...
DMX, yeah, you might have to kiss up on my penis if you want to get this record deal.
But
what?
So, this is the thing, is that you guys, you don't understand black culture. You two, Dave. You three don't get it, all right?
See, like, it's a couple of schmoes.
Like, being gay is like...
Is that what we're calling them now?
It's a weird, like, horseshoe where, like, it's the least gay... Like, the least cool thing you could do is be gay, but also the most gangster thing you could do is be gay. Like... That's, you ever listen to like a Styles P like fucking verse where he's just kind of like, if we were in prison, I'd be fucking you in the ass.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, he fucking got him on that shit, you know? But you're like, really, that was some pretty gay shit that he just said. But it was gangster gay shit.
Yeah.
So like, I think from what I understand, what P. Diddy's accused of is just being so gangster that he's like, hey, you want me to make you the most famous rapper in the world? Well, suck my dick with like fucking a butt plug.
I disagree. I think
you're
it's much
get fucking huge.
I don't think it is that gangster. I think it's let's put on silk pajamas and twirl in a room to music.
And that doesn't sound gangster to you.
However,
to make a straight guy do that who doesn't want to do that isn't the most gangster shit that anyone
right.
could ever do.
Silk pajamas, or as they call it, formal wear.
Hey, Craig Mack, put this bag over your head and put on these PJs.
Yeah, boy.
Damn, dude, you'd make Craig Mack blow you through a bag. I mean, he was a rough looking.
Yeah, he had a tough face.
I don't want to get what he has on his face on my. Dick area.
Yeah, you ever used to feel that way? Like a girl with acne couldn't give you a blowjob? You're like, hell no, I don't want that. That's disgusting.
What if one of those breaks in my fur? It's like a cum shot coming out of her cheek.
Fuck that shit, dude. I'd be on her face. I'd be like Pee Wee Herman. Connect the dots. La, la, la.
Oh, when you're fucking a girl from behind, you see a juicer with a nice white head on it somewhere on her butt or back. Do you say something or you pretend it's not happening? Go back to missionary. Out of sight, out of mind. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here, the Legion of Skanks, longtime sponsors, of course, that is sheathunderwear.com, the underwear of legends. I'm so sick of my dick and balls getting to know each other. They're going to get too familiar, and then they're going to turn on me. That's why I got to keep them separated with dual pouch technology of Sheath underwear. Now, the official underwear of the UFC, pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's the perfect divide and conquer strategy. Jay can handle his dick or his balls, but he can't handle both of them teaming up on him.
A two-front war? It's impossible to win. So they also, of course, have moisture wicking, so nothing sticks to your skin. Everything stays cool, separated. Your nuts aren't sticking to your leg. They're great for working out. And you know that I do believe it's almost base layer and gator next season.
I think we're at the end of it, Jay.
I know, but get them still. Please, I'm trying to keep these guys loaded up in gator necks.
Sheath underwear, for everybody who knows, their underwear, their shirts, their hoodies, they're the most high quality shit. They're so good. They've been a long time sponsor of this show. So if you want to support us, go get a really quality product. And when you go to sheathunderwear.com, use the promo code Skanks and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's Skanks, plural, as in there's more than one of us, maybe not all three of us, but at least two.
As long as two of us are here, it is Skanks.
Exactly. And that's 20% off your next order. Support them for supporting us. All right, let's get back into the show. So, all right, Jay, I know we're not doing it on the show today. It's probably not happening. But you believe you can do the flip challenge. So this is what I think, is I think you should select a partner. We should bring a film crew out.
Alex.
All right.
Should be Alex.
Your partner.
She weighs 95 pounds.
We should record you guys for next week's episode.
The problem with Alex being so tall is...
Oh, now there's problems.
Well, my concern about Alex being so tall is that, like, she might die in the flip back by breaking her neck.
Oh, if you kill her, you are liable.
And I couldn't see a way where, with her height, her head doesn't drag and bounce across my dick, which I'm not worried about that being a sexual thing more than a painful possible thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I suggest a
fling headbutt?
Yeah, you might have to take
care. Does anybody have a child they can
That's
bring
what
out?
I was going to suggest. I would suggest Gay Blind Mike.
Oh, Gay Blind Mike's the person.
He's the right height, and it's gay enough gay for blind. The audience.
And that's so much funnier than Alex.
And you can tell him he's flying.
Cypher is back.
Sorry, what I missed?
Jay's just the gay chunk.
Jay wants to do this challenge. He's debating over who his partner should be. I do think Gay Blind Mike actually will be easier than Alex, and he'll have no idea what's going on.
He'll have no fear because he's like, "What's that? I'm upside down. I'm right side up."
We don't even have to tell him. We could just be like, "You're filming after show content." You know, like here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
he'll just think you taught him how to fly.
I could do that to Gay Blind Mike for sure.
I think Gay Blind Mike sees like a fly. He's like eight dimensions at once.
He can't see anything in front of him, but he sees everything around him.
Gay Blind Mike just sees what's over here. Like equal vision to what's over here.
It's fantastic.
Ah, shit. Also, he has to wear the same outfit that chick was wearing while you flip him over. But that's just for me and P. Diddy's enjoyment.
That's it. You missed the Diddy talk.
Oh, yeah. Good, thank God.
We got into it.
Yeah, I can't talk about Diddy.
No, you probably signed a paper after you sucked his dick.
Wow. I never sucked his dick.
While little Kim smoked long cigarettes and laughed at you. That's right.
Who knew Diddy stood for Diddy suck that guy's dick? Diddy.
I missed a lot of shit back then, man. I fucked up.
Yeah, the worst part was that Funk Flex kept dropping bombs the whole time. you're like, I think that's unnecessary.
Where you want me to have finish on your face? On your back? On your booty hole? Right in your belly button.
And that's where Cypher's like, no, use the air horn for that.
Yeah, hit me everywhere.
Your air horn was my rape whistle, but it went terribly wrong.
It only covered the sounds of your screams.
This is emergency. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, dude, this is the best Black History Month podcast ever.
It just got Jamaicans excited.
Yeah, gigantic women start dancing with little guys jumping all over them. I want to go see one of those dance halls. They have them in New York.
Daggering.
They had them in Philly. I used to go to them in Philly, man.
Never been to one.
A club? A Jamaican club?
Like, yeah. Well, that dance hall where the guys, like, it's like they do wrestling moves. Like the guy that climbs eight chairs and then goes and elbows.
Ladders, all types of shit.
He elbows a woman that fell a half hour ago and can't seem to get up.
You think the milk crates were to practice for fat women?
Dude, they climb the fucking rafters like Eddie Vedder and just drop down on these fucking whale women.
Yeah, it's fun,
and
man.
They can't get up because none of their appendages, when they fall down, none of their appendages touch the floor.
Yeah. If people don't know what we're talking about.
Dude, this girl's too skinny. Nah. This is ballet. This is ballet compared to what I'm talking about.
This is how you, teach a girl that, hey, don't you be going out and hanging out.
Yo, these parties in Jamaica, so you think this is like the afternoon.
I'd rather my daughter get gangbanged than take part in this.
Bro, this is like 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
This is 7 in the morning.
This is also an extreme way to hide that you're gay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gay. Look at what I do to pussy.
This is how you fuck, right? Is this how you fuck?
Yeah, you grab her on the ankles and put her in a giant swing.
Spin her around and almost smash her face in the floor.
Yeah, I'm going to set her ass on fire, right?
No, dude, try to find one. Philly, find one with the big women, with the guys. Dude, they do like great, like Jim Ross.
Yeah, they have Jim Ross.
And Philly, though, at the car graveyards on Passyunk Avenue, they used to have those parties in there. Like you'd be inside.
You go?
Yeah. You'd be inside Caracate. It's just dirt on the ground. You know what I mean? And they'd have grills. They'd be like cooking food.
Wait, inside like the cars?
Like think about like the type of
car
not that train car, but like the shipping containers that you see like on that. Yeah, they had those in there.
That's a weird thing to just be like while that's going on, be like, you want a burger or a dog?
Yeah.
Nah, it's jerk chicken, bro.
Yeah, man. Rice and peas. Royal Rumble! We hope we've seen it all.
We're gonna dance a little while. So funny. Come on.
This is also why.
And that's part of it. Like, they don't stop dancing then.
This is part of it.
Nah, man. She came out for this.
Oh, this is my favorite one.
Yeah.
The fact that it's a fast food garbage can.
I mean, dude.
And here, I do have a theory on this, that these women end up coming.
Bro, let's go. Jay, let's go. Bruh. I'm going to take you one of these parties.
I want
to
go.
I do feel like, though, these women, they come here, they become nannies to young white girls. And that's why white girls like it rough.
Oh, dude. Oh, the poor one on the bottom.
Jesus Christ.
What is the walker?
And I'll tell you, there's nobody more impressive, and there's no underappreciated job more than the black male stripper for the black females. The strength those guys. There's they nothing. Have to flip these fucking giant women over.
These guys
insane.
Are the show. Are they with the club? They don't pay to get in, right?
Nah, they with the DJ.
Yeah, he's with
clear
the
out. Clear out.
Move out.
Wow. Bah! Ooh, that kind of hurt him, didn't it?
Yeah, really. I think that's what Blind Mike was trying to do at Skankfest.
Oh!
There you go.
You could definitely get...
That was Yokozuna's secondary finisher. That was up Y and hold it.
Now, that was a great video, but I got to tell you, I don't understand what music goes with that.
Oh, it's weird.
It's Raining Men.
No. They have songs just for that.
Yeah.
Leg dropper in the pussy! Leg dropper in the pussy!
Whatever it is, I'm sure it has whistles.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt it has whistles. Let's go around the room and do some plugs real quick, and then we have a very fun game here.
Let's do it.
We have to play. Zachary?
Hey, if you're listening live, I will be in Waukesha, Wisconsin this Saturday. And then Chicago, Illinois at the Lincoln Lodge this Sunday. Because who booked the show on Super Bowl Sunday? And it's a door deal? This guy.
Nice.
That's not going to go well at all.
Cypher Sounds?
Listen, I got a couple things. I do a podcast called the Juan Ep Is Life podcast. Juan, a Puerto Rican and a Jew. It's the first hip-hop podcast ever. Some real hip-hop nerd shit if you want to listen to that. Juan Ep Is Life. And then I'm going to be at... Grand Rapids, Dr. Grins this weekend, the 8th through the 10th. And then I'll be at Zany's Chicago, February 22nd through the 24th. So come see me, skankers.
Yeah. Mr. Temple?
You guys know the name, Dave Temple. Follow me on the social media platforms at I'm Dave Temple and my podcast, No Need for Apologies, here on the network. The four tour is underway, so this weekend you guys can catch us in Minneapolis, then Los Angeles, and a couple other places here before we head over to Europe. Follow the podcast and see us on tour. We're coming to your city, and we'll be taping something next week in Brooklyn at the Gutter Bar. What is that, the 15th? Yeah, February 15th, so please come on out and support that, all right?
Fuck yeah. Davey.
If you like my fucking political shit and you like Part of the Problem, I just had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. back on for the second time the other day, and it got real fucking heated. So that was fun to go to. And tomorrow, I think I can say this now. Tomorrow, I'm flying out first thing in the morning to go do the Candace Owens show in Nashville. By the way, this is how much I love Legion of Skanks. I'm flying at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm getting no sleep tonight, going right to the studio to film this show. And they said to me, they go, why don't you just fly out tonight and spend the night? And I was like, please, yes. I want to. And then they said they don't have it in their budget, so I had to come back here to do the show today. No, I'm just kidding. But Lewis was gone, and I couldn't fucking be gone also for this episode, so
I'm not going to want to.
Am I a hero? Yes. You know what? Yes. Probably. As I ask the question, it answers the question.
Probably.
This Saturday, Houston, Texas, I'm at the Secret Group for the first time since fucking Skankfest was there. So I'm looking forward to that. And then the following weekend, I'll be in Salt Lake City, Utah, at Wise Guys. Then I'll be at Zany's in Chicago right after after you're there.
Oh, fuck
so
yeah.
Get them ready for me. And then the Funny Bone in St. Louis, Nashville Zanies, and a bunch more stuff I got coming up. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my live dates. Part of the Problem right here on the Gas Digital Network. And, of course, I got 30 Minutes with Dave Smith and Libertas, my first hour that I put out, all up for free on YouTube. Go check that out. And thank you. Yeah, you know, some people still remember. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Maybe 28.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates coming up very soon this weekend. If you're listening live this weekend, I will be at Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone Friday and Saturday. Come check me out. Some tickets still available for that. The weekend after that, I'll be in Schaumburg, Illinois, Chicago Improv. Big, big room. Let's fill it the fuck up. Again, it's only Friday and Saturday. Two shows each night. After that, I'll be going to JFL Vancouver Festival, where I'll be doing two shows, one show a night for two nights. So let's fill all those up, and then we'll worry about moving on from there. Zany's Nashville soon after that.
I want to sell out shows.
Listen to the... We all do.
It looks fun.
It does look so fun. Oh, Matt Rife looked so neat, didn't it? Six shows sold out at Radio City. It's
tell that to Lisa M.
Also, while we're giving plugs and giving shit, I mean, like, fucking Shane Gillis, man, coming around.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
And one of the most triumphant things ever in justice happening in comedy.
It's the greatest. It might be the greatest thing in the history of comedy.
Yeah. For sure.
I've had goosebumps since I've heard it. It's still unbelievable and fucking so deserved and awesome, man. So shout out to Shane fucking Gillis. getting SNL February 24th. We'll all be tuned into that.
Wait, SNL? I thought you were talking about his Mothership weekend.
Nope.
Oh, he's on Saturday Night Live.
He's doing Saturday Night Live.
He's hosting.
What the fuck? Pretty amazing. And of course, as I was going to say, listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. Listen to the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Watch Dog Belly. I don't know what we're doing with these. We got so much content out in Denver, so we're going to be figuring out how we're going to get that out there, the crowd work specials I just did. So stay tuned for those. Fun news coming up on them. Watch Dog Belly in the meantime. And also for Lewis, lewisofskanks.com. For all of his dates, he's going to be somewhere this week and then another place after that. We have 20 or 15 shows on the network. What do we got?
You get 20 episodes for
20?
Free.
No, but something with the network, if they sign up for the network.
Oh, yeah, if you use promo code LOS, you get a week of full access for free.
Full access
the only way to watch
free
on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
And we have 20 or 5 shows. How many other shows are there on the network?
So many.
So many other shows in the network. We have black people ones.
Yeah.
More than one.
Black people.
There's two.
Oh, if Dave and Derek aren't black enough, a Godfrey will come in and black the shit out of this motherfucker. Subscribe to Gas Digital. It's the only way to get all uncensored content.
And the Friday Night Hang.
And the Friday Night Hang. Exclusively behind the...
But black people, ignore the racist live chat, okay? Don't go there. Don't go there at all. Just watch the content.
Black people.
You guys can go in there and just chat. I don't know why Lewis has enforced this. It must be racist. I feel like it's like French school, and they go, someone comes in and goes, the show was really funny tonight. Someone goes, ah, and you got to go, oh, N-word, show was really good tonight.
En racist, s'il vous plaît.
En racist? En racist, please. Hey, guys, real quick, let's thank one of our amazing forever now sponsors at the Legion of Skanks. That is Yo Kratom, everybody. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That price has never changed in all the years they've worked with us. Marquee sponsors of Skankfest and really sponsors of all things Gas Digital. Go support them for supporting us. They're fucking absolutely amazing guys over there. High-quality, lab-tested Kratom delivered right to your door. If you're in the market for Kratom, there's no better place to go. And you get that kilo, which really just makes you feel like a baller. Just balling out with a kilo of anything.
I thought there was something maybe I could add, but you fucking one-take hoved that shit.
Yeah,
that was
really
a real
did.
Black History Month moment you had right there.
Thank you. Oh, man, this is the only Kratom you can open with a switchblade and sniff it right off of your the tip. Did I take a left there? So again, go support the brand that supports all things Gas Digital. Marquee sponsor, Skankfest. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it. We have a great game that we planned. Do you guys want to set this up, Alex?
I'm ready to win.
Yeah? It's going to be it's a very fun game. We have an intro for it, correct?
Let me get one of my... I got to get a white erase board. Yeah, come on.
Well, we're supposed to explain the game and everything.
Yeah, but this is a big deal. I'll be ready. I already have my answers.
Should we just throw right to the intro, you think?
Who be knowing? Who be knowing? And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Who be knowing black people? That is the name of our game.
Woo! Who be... It's everyone's favorite game. Who be knowing black people?
So I was asked to do this show right before it started. Hey, can you come by Skanks?
Yeah.
I see why you have to ask at the last minute, because
I wouldn't have agreed.
I signed up for this 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Saifa,
do you have to understand. Does this give you a chance that you don't be knowing blacks?
I do know.
Listen, as the clock started ticking down, we all looked around and we started asking ourselves one question. Yeah. Who be knowing black people?
Black people?
And we were like, Cypher Sounds.
Cypher's in the building.
Cypher Sounds.
Knows black people.
I'll be knowing.
So, okay.
You be knowing black people.
I'll be knowing.
You are a shoo-in to win this.
So what's the angle here? Is Cypher and Dave are both answering on behalf of black people? Is that the idea?
Damn.
Well, there could really only be one. So we're really gonna have Dave's answers be the true
so
black
Dave
man's
is black
answers.
People. Yeah. Oh, okay. Cypher. Sorry.
I'm starting to feel like Dave doesn't know that you're not black.
Huh?
I think Dave doesn't know that you're not black.
No,
he considers them all black.
No, I'm not saying you're black. I'm saying you're not
us. He be knowing black.
That's for sure. I try to explain I try to explain to Mark Norman how Ian Lara was Dominican and black. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so he's half black? I'm like, no. Dominicans can be black, and his brain exploded.
Yeah, I'm going to have to plead a Mark Norman on this one. That's making what you're saying is making no sense to me.
But I think,
I think you're the front runner this game.
Yeah, that's how races work.
Yeah.
I will say this.
I think you're the front runner, like in terms of like sprinting, not long distance.
Davis definitely does a lot of white stuff, so I don't know. He might have lost some of his juice.
Well, the idea is... Dave will be answering on behalf of all black people.
All
black people.
So you're not giving your answer. You're giving black people's answer.
I like to think your answer would be on behalf of all black
people. Sure, I really want to Martin Luther King this up, if I can.
We will see.
You have a dream that you could speak for all black people on this.
That's so much responsibility. I'll take it.
In the interest of somebody... like winning this thing, whoever gets closest through judging, we'll let our producers judge or the audience judge who got closest to Dave's answer. Dave, yes.
Okay, but then you're the one speaking for black people. We're gonna all you have to write what the answer is,
right?
And then we will all guess
and then
if it's disputable who's closest, we can kind of argue.
Should it be like the newlywed game where we show our answer and then he shows his?
Right.
Dave should go last.
Hey, can I ask, we do them in like 3 to 4 question chunks? Because there's a lot here.
No. We got to do them one at a time.
Yeah,
we got to.
We got to read these?
Don't worry about reading the questions. Jay and me can pick which ones we want to do. Or Zach, you have a sheet in front of you too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can pick.
Yeah, I thought we had the producers could just ask the questions.
Okay, the producers can ask, sure. I don't care.
Let's make whoopee.
I don't give a fuck.
Big whoopee.
Is something burning?
Oh, yeah. Is this Dan on fire? You know, a lot goes down when we're in the show. Last week, there was a whole melee.
Oh, yeah, Joe Harari showed me his fist. It was all fucked up from beating somebody up, dude. Joe Harari.
Joe did his thing. I watched the whole thing.
He fucked somebody up last
week.
Pretty
good.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, I was part of it.
Smoking Joe
Harari. Oh, you
Harari.
Were a part of it.
Could it possibly be the full winter coat on a light?
Yeah, Cypher Sound started playing Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting on the ones and twos.
Getting the room all hyped up.
Bro, I just did a show with Ronnie Chang, and I played that for the audience.
Nice. Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting.
It's a good song.
All right, here we go.
Great song.
Yeah, that coat's on fire.
Do you have the questions in front of you guys now?
Okay, yeah. First question.
Wait, I thought we had a sound for Who Be Knowing Black People.
We watched it.
That's the extent of what our staff can pull off, Dave.
Yeah,
all right,
pretty good.
You saw it.
Well, I mean, we had the meeting Saturday. It's Monday. It's not bad.
It's not.
Okay. What feature do you look for when buying a new car?
All right. Anyone? Who wants to go first?
We'll let Zach go first.
Sure. Right, repeat the question.
What feature do you look for when buying a new car? What feature do black people look for?
It matches my shoes and hats.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, fuck.
All right. That's good. That's pretty good.
Davey, do you want to go?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Now I know how to play. Okay. I got it.
All right. Here we go. What be rims?
What be rims?
You're supposed to answer in the form of a question, by the way.
What be rims?
Hey, he's not here, but I got to do it. What be rims? Eddie.
What be rims sounds like a lecture hall at college.
did you not give us anything to erase this with?
Your sleeve, faggot.
Use your hands. Dry erase.
I appreciate you guys chanting for me after taking that burn. That was pretty cool. You guys to catch my back.
It's like a little tissue or something.
Put what black people. What is it? Black people look for in a car. I put booming system.
Booming system.
But I'll have a better one next time.
I put I went with big back seat for flapping them skins.
Ah.
I got it now.
Okay. So now I got to reveal my
answer. And Dave, what was the
answer.
Correct answer?
The correct answer was, does it get girls hot? I think that's Jay right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay is probably the closest to that. All right. Oh, it's no fair. Jay has fucking fingerless gloves. Give me something to wipe this off with. I'm not using my fucking Grace.
Just rub it on your face.
All right, next question. What do black people love the most?
I feel good about my answer. Dave, the timer stopped.
I'm done.
Okay. Do we should we have Dave give the real answer first?
No.
You think it should be the reveal?
Yeah.
I think it's the reveal.
Okay. We'll go. We'll start this time with a. We'll Cypher still right. We'll go. You, Dave.
Got it.
Cypher sounds. One more time the question.
Yeah. One more time the question.
What do black people love the most?
Oh, that Miley Cyrus.
Ooh.
Okay. But it's not just Miley Cyrus. It's a double entendre.
Double entendre.
Hey.
What? I like what you did there. Yeah. He knows. Yeah. That white girl.
That white girl.
I like that white girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that white girl.
Yeah, that white girl.
I got you.
I went,
Dave?
I went Big Mama for 1,000.
Big Mama. Okay. That's not bad. Zachary?
Because they were raised by their grandmothers, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, obviously, Cypher. They were raised.
Oh, you know what?
Hold on, can we have Dave say Big Mama one more time?
Big Mama for $1,000.
Who am Big Mama?
I'm sorry. Did I lose points?
I'm sorry. Zachary?
Oh, I heard this on TV.
That chicken from Popeyes. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
It does. I mean, it's in song. Let's put down. Ooh, that's a good answer, Zach.
Oh, shit.
I put
You should have sang it. You should have sang it, Zach. Come on.
I put fat ass titties. But I spelled fat with a PH, and I put the little spelling with the question mark thing. So.
All right, that was good.
All right. Did you gave yours already?
Yeah, that Miley Cyrus.
All right, I reveal my answer. It was a. Mom.
I mean, obviously, I win that round.
No, that's that.
He doesn't even mean this much. He
mama's
just
not mom,
he just calls his grandma mom. Obviously, all right. It was.
He may also call the Popeyes lady mom.
Shit.
That Popeyes lady is
equal
mama.
Points.
Right.
I'll split the points with Zach on that one. That could be mom also.
And mom could have big fat ass titties. So, you know.
The Popeyes lady does have big fat ass titties. Shit.
She really does. Mm-hmm. All right. And you're keeping score, right? Okay. Alex?
Okay,
next
question,
please.
Here we go.
What is the... Oh, we kind of covered this on the show today, actually. I guess we can't do that one. It was going to be, what's the most confusing thing about white people?
Yeah, the gay stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. So anyway, next, because we all know.
I didn't mean to blow the game.
Yeah.
What TV show do black people have a problem with?
Oh.
What TV show?
Well, this is actually kind of a tough one. Jeez.
I'd say Cops, but like...
God damn it!
If you're a criminal, it's probably pretty dope to be on Cops. That's like
fuck
the BET's
James.
Comic view of Cops.
I love Live PD. Oh, shit. I love Live PD.
All right, I'll give my answer first. I'm not proud of it.
Well, the question again, please.
Okay, the question is, what TV show do black people have a problem with?
Okay, I wrote Law and Order, and then I wrote after it in parentheses, not so much the show.
Bum bum.
Which I, it's just, you don't have a lot of time, you gotta go with what comes out.
Yeah, you guys, free. I put, what TV show do black people hate? I put Wheel of Fortune with all that spelling and shit.
Jesus Christ.
I did put Cops first, but you
damn,
fucked
sorry.
It up. than Seinfeld.
I was thinking Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, they really have a problem.
Black
with
people
it.
Do not get Seinfeld.
They do not understand what the fuck is happening on that show.
Come on, guys. Kramer?
They get friends more than Seinfeld.
Hey, Seinfeld, all this bay is making me feel very alone here.
Try it.
And then these people feud. Hate Seinfeld.
And then Family Feud, because that should be too real.
Okay.
This should be too real.
All right.
Zach?
Jay took my answer of
I'm
Cops.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Cops was good.
Then I was going to go with The News. But I'm going to go a little out of the box here. Blue's Clues. Somebody shut that motherfucking dog up.
Yeah, why is that dog in the house?
Yeah.
The furniture and shit.
Who's hiding shit on me?
Now, wait, what's erasing before we got Dave's actual answer?
Also, if you were blood, you can't watch Blue's Clues. It's fucked up, man.
I thought long and hard about my answer, and I'm going to have to say all of them. All of them. Black people have a problem with every fucking television show.
Hey, we all win. Yeah. Everybody wins that round. No matter what you said.
Oh,
it is
Friends.
Round of points.
I fucked up. It is Friends. Because Friends stole Living Single.
Right.
Fuck.
Right.
It was Friends.
Did Friends steal Living Single?
Yes.
Are you just?
Oh, no.
So you're just saying the concept is it's a show where people are friends?
No.
I call Living Single Black Friends.
You can map the show Friends over Living Single, and it's the same.
All right, I wasn't ready to get into a whole fucking
Cypher's
flat earth
thing. Cypher's Blackness is coming out. Yeah.
Pull that shit up on your little computer.
Except they all try to date Monica that. When she gets fat.
Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go.
All right, what's the next question?
All right, the next one is a word association. Okay. What do black people think when they hear Barack Obama?
This might be my most racist answer yet. But I just
they've sent their all box. One word answers around the table.
Fine, I'll go
the question
first.
Again?
The question was word association. What do black people think when they hear Barack Obama?
Hold on, I gotta follow Dave. For the people listening, Dave's answer was free phone.
Oh shit.
Mine is, shit, I gotta get my phone turned back on.
Black people think of Barack Obama the only time I voted.
That is
okay. Only the first time. All only right. The first time.
Sure, Saif, if you want to take it literally.
Yeah, that's...
I wrote, president motherfucker, right?
All right, This one stings a little bit because everything that you guys wrote down, I actually thought before writing down what I wrote down because I didn't know y'all knew those things about the phone. Then I tried to be clever, right? Because I was thinking president, but I'm like, whatever. But he was the first black president breaking the color barrier. So then I put 42.
42?
Right.
Is that Jackie Robinson?
That was Jackie Robinson's number.
I thought about putting Jackie Robinson, but I thought free phone was funnier.
I know, right? And then this is also, if any nerds in here that ever read like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 42, that's the answer.
Yeah, but he was also the 44th president.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
fuck.
It just seems like they could have made that work better.
Yeah, so I ruined that one for everybody. What was your answers though? I think somebody
wait,
had
wasn't 42 for... Clinton the real first black president?
Ooh.
Got it?
I'll give Zach that point then. Yeah.
By the way, for the record, Trump is by far the blackest president. Obama, Clinton, he's so much blacker than any of them.
Yeah.
He built big, giant buildings and put his name in gold on the top of them.
He's not wrong.
Like,
he's
what the is blacker
he,
than
you know how
Trump?
Many black...
He eats filet-o-fish on a gold toilet.
I'm just saying, like, he's by far the blackest.
You know
president.
How many rap songs have Trump in it before
he
became
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
No. The first time I ever met Trump, it was at the Tunnel Nightclub. It was P. Diddy, Mike Tyson.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Charles Oakley
and Trump
and Donald Trump.
Wow. Right.
All of them.
Oakley was in the mix.
Oakley. All of them in full length white mink coats.
Dang. Sucking each other's dicks.
I swear to God.
And the crazy thing is, Donald Trump wasn't even there. Like, at least according to everyone, he's never like had a drink or taken a drug. He would just go to all these clubs, just be like, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
Like, what? He would hang out at Studio 54 sober.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking, that's the blackest shit I've ever heard in my life.
A lot of Queens dudes do that all shit. Right. Your second time meeting him was when? The inauguration?
No, I was supposed to.
The insurrection?
Yo, how about this?
The inauguration.
I was supposed to DJ
you, him,
the
and
Trump
Putin?
Inauguration.
Really?
Yeah, and then they vetted me, and they were like, oh, no. I was like, please let me do it. It'll be fucking hilarious. They wouldn't let me do it. They wouldn't let me do it because my co-host Rosenberg.
Like, I don't know. This guy keeps going off on how Dominicans and blacks are different. It doesn't make sense.
That's insane. It
doesn't make sense.
I would have fucking did that shit for sure.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest independently owned daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. That's what I call it, Jay.
Yeah.
Because who has time to say the whole thing?
No, dude, you're in the mix, dude. DFS. Dave, you're a DFS head.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's a very easy system. It's the easiest and most fun way to play with, along with sports. You just pick more or less than the projected stats for 2 to 6 players.
Mm-hmm.
They have amazing deals coming for the Super Bowl. There's one of them that if Mahomes has to get a yard passing and you already win. It's amazing how fast that money can turn over. It's very, very easy, as I said. 2 to 6 players, you go more or less than their stat projected lines, and you win. You can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. It is that easy. They also offer weekly promotions with big payouts, like Taco Tuesday, where each Tuesday Prize Picks discount selected player projections up to 25% to give you even more value. It's fun. It's easy. We all like making money on just doing nothing. It's the American way, everybody. Get in the fucking game. Go to prizepicks.com right now. prizepicks.com/skanks and use the code skanks for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's right. Free money to gamble with. How about that? prizepicks.com/skanks, promo code skanks for first deposit match of up to $100. All right. Where were we? We should do a couple more of these questions.
Yeah, these are pretty good. These are fun.
Okay, next. The bill is $146.11. How much do you tip?
Wait, what is it?
146.
What's the last part?
How much do you tip?
How many people are at the dinner?
Go ahead. That's a good question. Hang on. Okay, getting close.
At the buzzer.
Okay.
Okay, right. So the question
was,
the bill is $146.11. How much do you tip?
I'll go on this one.
Go ahead, Zach. I'm sorry.
It's long. I'm sorry. $89 due to a mathematical error. Call credit card company and have entire bill disputed. Still took home Cheddar Bay biscuits.
That's a good answer.
That might be identical to what Dave wrote.
Dude, here's my problem. The people asking these questions don't know black people because the question is not a finished question. It's a trick question. We need a lot more information. Is it someone's birthday month?
Okay.
How many people have been, how many Hennessys have been at the table?
Okay.
And the real answer is I already slid off and paid my bill on the side.
So
I don't have
good.
To deal with all this other shit.
I'm good.
We might get dominated right now.
I'll tell you, if it's 146 for a group is a very reasonable price for a check. I wrote simply, there was too much purple in my drink. It's not really an answer to the question, but I feel like it's what they would say when the bill came.
I went a similar direction here. I'd say $146.11, suggested tip $29. That bitch forgot my French fries 3 times. Fuck the bullshit. $0.
It's so bad.
We would have also accepted, what is gravity?
No, hold on, one more. Shit. We would have also accepted, they invited me.
Yeah, right?
Dude, I hope Dave's board is just math.
Right, like just all of those
equations
and everything.
I hope it's just like a Stephen Hawking equation.
I'll be honest with you, Zach, it's even better than that. I didn't put shit on the board. Okay.
Silcho.
I didn't like that bitch attitude, so.
I believe that might be a point for me.
I think everyone wins a point on that one. There's nothing.
There's nothing I could write that was going to win. You know what I mean? So fuck that.
No, Dave, your answer is the right one all the time. You're not winning.
Yeah.
You are the authority.
Oh, shit.
All right, Alex, let's do last question.
All right.
To see who be knowing black people.
Which last is question. The great name of a country band, by the way.
Who be knowing black people?
Yeah, man.
That would be a great name for a country band.
Oh, and then the lead singer is who?
Jahoobie.
And then he's just like, yo, who be knowing black people?
It's like, who be in the knowing black people?
Yeah, who heard all about the parties.
Some dude named Hoobie.
Yeah, Kate quickly overdosed at Hoobie's house.
Hoobie and the fried fish.
Hoobie and the catfish.
To be.
All right, last question. What do you call your grandma?
Can't go first, King, so I'm not done yet.
I love it. I'm gonna go first. Oh man, you guys remember twice earlier when I said this is the most racist thing I've said yet in this game? Well, I was wrong twice.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm not proud of this. It's just we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, it's cool.
Can you ask the question again, Alex?
What do black people call their grandma?
It just came out. My answer was dead. And I then in parentheses I said gun violence or diabetes.
Oh fuck!
God damn!
Fuck!
I don't think that's going to be the answer.
Nope. Well, I do just feel like it's a real problem in the community, and no
grandmas
one wants to
are getting
it.
Shot.
All right, I don't like that.
No, they weren't the intended target of the drive-by. Sure, but it's always who ends up getting caught.
I don't stand by that at all. In fact, Alex, ask the question to me again, so we can cut it if we have to.
What do black people call their grandma?
For bail.
Oh, fuck.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Alex, could you read it again?
Damn it.
I mean, talk about a student of the game.
God damn it.
Alex, could you read it again?
Zach, what do black people call their grandma?
Collect from jail.
Yeah.
If on the outside chance Dave's answer is for bail, we both get a half a point.
You guys, your answers are so clever. Can you ask me the question again?
Sypho, what do black people call their grandma?
Hey, yo, don't ever ask me no questions about my grandma.
Oh.
That's actually technically correct.
Why are you bringing my grandma's name in your mouth?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Don't ever ask me. No question.
And Dave, the correct answer is?
I appreciate the direction you all took on this. That was very clever. I have never called my grandmother for bail. I know better than that. What I did do was put down, I called my grandmother Gloria.
And that's on behalf of all black people.
All black people.
Now,
what's up, Kareem? Is this your Gloria?
Now, what happened?
No, it's my Wheezy.
The unfortunate thing is we're on a first name basis because she's young enough to not want to be called grandma.
Right.
That makes sense. That makes
she's 37. She's got a whole life ahead of her. Gloria's got a lot of years to live.
These are very, very good ones.
What do you call it? Aspiring college graduate.
If I had to give the point, only because Gloria is dead, it'd be you.
Oh, I tell you, they are dead. They're all dead.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Dave. Was it gun violence or diabetes that killed us? What was it?
If it is so diabetes, technically it's because she did love that chicken from Popeyes.
She all got right, caught up won? In a gunfight because she only had one foot.
No, but she got a gun on the other foot, like Planet Terror.
Alex.
Somehow.
Alex,
did
you guys do production on the what are these utensils used for?
Yeah, we do have a what are these utensils used for?
I want to say it. So
I want to play a quick round, speed round.
So
what are these utensils
want,
used
for? We could do a tiebreaker for what are these utensils
Wait,
used
who
for?
Because
right now Zach and Dave Smith are in the
Shit.
Lead. Cypher's in last place somehow.
Wow. Wow.
Cypher, you fucking white Dominican motherfucker. You're in last place.
How can I be in last place?
I don't know, dude. You should have spent more time around black people, yeah, evidently. Man.
Instead of hanging out with Albanians.
I think we all.
Damn.
I think we. This is one we call out. I think Dave's got a.
Call a friend? Call Candace Owens.
I can phone Candace Owens. By the way, that's not the first person I would phone if I was trying to learn about black shit. I feel like Candace Owens is going to lead me down all the wrong... Like, what do black people care about? Fiscal responsibility? She's like, I don't think that's right.
So Dave and Zach.
Dave and Zach.
I feel like everyone should get to compete.
Oh, whooping
though.
That ass!
Whooping that ass! Woo! Whooping that ass!
Whooping that ass? Fucking that ass?
What else I whoop your ass with? Is that all of them? Whooping that ass?
Wait, what is it? Well, I don't even understand the round.
The question was, what are these utensils for?
Oh. Now I get it.
This is whooping that ass or making salads.
I got it right away.
Yeah. They use those because dad's not home to have a belt.
That was like a little boat oar.
That was good. That took me a second. That was very good.
I think we
so are we writing or no?
I mean, speed round.
Jason, speed round.
That is what they use for beating ass.
Zach got it right away. He said it first, and it's the obvious answer.
What were the odds that Zach was going to win Who Be Knowing Black People? Everybody,
I don't know.
The 2024 Who Be Knowing Black People champion, the great Zach Amico, the international superstar.
By the way, 2 episodes in a row. Tranny knowledge and black knowledge.
Yeah, please.
Coincidence?
Use,
I'm a man
I
of the
think
people.
Not.
Use this one as a credit, please.
How are you not signed to Bad Boy?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question, everybody. We will have Lewis back with us later this week on our Zoom episode, the Friday Night Hang, everybody.
Subscribe right now to
guestdigital.com so you can check that out. Every week we bring that to you, and we will be back here next week at the stand. Until then, everybody, thank you so much. Zach Amico, make some noise. Cypher Sounds in the house.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dave Temple representing all black people everywhere.
I love them.
Bum, bum.
Until next time, everybody. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with 3 C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting.
Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.